Thank you for calling Devoted Health. For English, press 1. Para continuar en español, press 1. Welcome to Devoted Health. Please listen carefully to the following options so we can get you to the right person quickly. If you are not a Devoted Health member and are calling for more information about Devoted Health plans, please press 1 to speak to an authorized sales representative. If you are already a Devoted Health member, please press 2 to speak to a member service guide. If you are a provider, for questions about your prescription drug coverage, please press 1. If your plan offers non-emergency transportation and you need help with this benefit, press 2.
Your call may be recorded for quality and training purposes.
Thank you for calling Devoted Health. My name is Keisha. How can I help today?
Hi, Keisha. My name is Phil Rice. I'm calling with a question about a reimbursement form that I sent in a few days ago.
Okay. What's your Devoted ID number?
It is D like dog, 5SYZR. Are you there?
I am. Sorry, I'm just trying to get this to pull up. It's not pulling up as a member. It's still pulling up as a prospect. I apologize. Give me just one moment here.
What did you say? Did you say it's pulling up as a member?
It's not.
It's not pulling up as a member.
Right.
And you said your name was Keisha. Do I have that right?
It is. It is K-E-S-H-A.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Mr. Rice, would you mind providing me the ID number one more time, please?
All right. Are you ready?
I am.
Are you going to write it down?
I will.
D like dog, 5SYZR.
Thank you. All right, and your date of birth and phone number, Mr. Rice?
Date of birth is 4/25/53. I don't know the phone number.
Okay, well, your address?
11268 East Linvale Drive. Have you got it in front of you? You're just wanting to confirm, is that right?
Yes.
All right. Well, it's Aurora, and that's 80014.
Okay, and the state?
So you're asking me to confirm the state. I've told
you. Your complete address, Mr. Rice.
I've told you the city, and I've told you the zip code, and you're not willing to move on unless I tell you the state as well. Is that right?
That's correct.
And that's because that's the way they tell you to do it. You're afraid you might get in trouble
if
you don't? Are you working from home?
Yes, sir.
Yes, you are. 80014 is in the state of Colorado. Are you happy now?
I appreciate the information. Thank you so much. And you're calling in regards to reimbursement, you said?
A reimbursement form that I sent in, yes.
Okay. All right, just one moment, Mr. Rice.
Hello there, this is Avis, and you're looking for reimbursement status, Mr. Rice?
Hello, Avis.
Hello, this is, hi there, looking for reimbursement status.
Avis, are you in the claims department?
No, I'm a member service guide. We're the ones that you talk to about reimbursements.
Member service guide, okay.
All right, and when did you submit reimbursement? I'm seeing that you called a couple of days ago.
Yeah, I've had several calls. This is about something different. I would like to ask you to confirm that you have received or not a reimbursement form that I sent in, say, within the last 2 or 3 weeks.
And you sent it by mail?
Yes.
Okay. Let me go look. All right. Let's go look at inbound mail. Take me a moment to get there. Correspondence. Here we go. And inbound. Oh, correspondence. And paste your member ID up there. And I see we received, last one we received was 314. So I'm looking at inbound. Yeah, I'm looking at inbound mail, and let's open it up all the way. This is a reimbursement request for a doctor appointment on 2-6 of 24 for 112.
Well, I can ask a few questions about that in a few seconds, but I'd like you to confirm that that's the last item that you show is being received.
That is the only item via mail I'm seeing that has been received.
All right. Are you able, and the 314 date that you gave me, is that the date that you received it?
Cancel sorting. Let's look here. I believe that is the day that we received it, yeah, because it was at 1:43 a.m. when the system scanned it. So, yes, that would be when we received it.
Okay, that was at what time? 1:43 p.m.?
A.M. No, A.M.
As in the morning?
Yes.
Just after midnight, 1:43 a.m. on 3/14/24.
Yes.
And that represents the date that it was scanned into the system, is that right?
Yes.
I see. And, well, okay, let's leave it at that for the time being. Can you see the scan? Are you able to see what that form is?
Yes, let me go back there. I'd already exited. I see a letter and then a form and then a receipt. So yes, I see the letter, 2 pages of form and 2 pages of receipt.
So 2 forms and then 2 receipts.
Mm-hmm.
And are the forms for $52.50 and then another one for $112.50?
I see one for $112.50 and the other one is for $52.50.
And do you have 2 receipts that are also that same amount, $52.50 and $112.50?
Yes.
Total of 5 pages?
Total of 5 pages, plus there's a blank.
Right. Okay. I'd like to speak to someone in the claims department, please.
We can't actually transfer you to claims department. I can make a case and have someone reach out to you if you would like.
Let me speak to someone at Devoted that's responsible for and accountable for the claims department, please.
And I'm sorry, I can't transfer you to anybody but someone in member service guide. I would have to create an outreach for them to reach out to you.
Let me speak to a supervisor, please.
Okay. It will take me just a moment to create a case. Hang right on, please. There, I have the case created, and I'll get you through to a supervisor in just a moment.
Thank you.
Hi there, the person I was trying to transfer you to, Philip, her phone wasn't working well, so I'm going to transfer you to another supervisor.
All right.
Thank you.
Oh, really quick, Ava, what was
No, hi, Ms. Never mind, I do have you on the phone with the supervisor. You can go ahead.
All right. Hi, Mr. Rice. How are you?
Hello.
Hi. My name's Alexis. I am a senior guide here at Devoted House. How are you? Or a supervisor. How are you?
Okay. Is that A-L-E-X-I-S? Have I got that spelled right?
It is. Mm-hmm.
All right, great. And are you working from home?
I do work from home, sir, yes.
All right. So Avis apparently tried to transfer me to a supervisor, and her first attempt, the person had a defective telephone. So she came back on and said, told me that, and then said, I'm going to try and transfer you to someone else. And so now I'm speaking to you. And my only complaint there is that it was a kind of a long time for me to wait. It seems almost hard for me to believe that a supervisor doing the work that you do is going to have a defective telephone. They're probably, well, I don't need to say any more than that. And I'm not necessarily blaming you for any of that, but I'm just telling you, I'm coming into our conversation with that background so that you'll understand, mm-hmm. Okay?
Yep.
All right. So
yes.
I called with questions about my reimbursement forms. There's actually more than one. And there's some fairly serious issues, I guess, with all of them. I asked Avis if I could speak with someone in the claims department, and she told me I could not. I asked to speak to the person who was responsible for and accountable for the claims department. She couldn't do that either. She offered to have somebody call me, and I've got experience and issues with that as well, which I'm not going to go into right now, but I'm just going to tell you that's not going to work. Saying that you're going to have someone call me is not going to help me at all. I'm not going to do that. I need to be able to contact them. So I'm going to ask a few specific questions. How much do you know about the claims department? For example, is it employees of Devoted that are the claims department, or is it a subcontractor? Is it done by some other company?
It's employees of Devoted.
All right. And how do you know that?
Because I've spoken with our claims team before, and I know that they work for Devoted because they hire within Devoted. No, never have spoken them to them over the phone.
You've met them in person?
No. I know
Wait a minute. Stop now. Just stop. I'm trying to get clear on this. You said you've spoken with people, and when I asked you if you spoke with them on the phone, you said no, and if I asked then, have you spoken with them in person? You said no. So how did you speak to them if it wasn't on the phone and it wasn't in person? Explain to me. I'm sorry. I don't get it.
You're okay, Mr. S. I have messaged them. We have a message way that we can Slack them, and I've messaged them before.
Messages. Something like email, back and forth. Is that right?
It's not an email, no, sir.
Not email, but the same idea. You don't actually talk with your mouth. You type with your hands a message that goes to them, and then they type with their typewriter a message that comes back in response. Is that the way it works?
Correct.
Okay. So communicated, but not actually speaking verbally with people in the claims department. Yes?
Correct.
Okay. I'm clear now. So you're convinced that those people that you communicated with were Devoted employees. I suppose you probably could tell by the way the messages went. And so I'm all right with that. Do you know who's in charge of that department? Who's responsible for and accountable for the claims department? Or do you not know?
I do not know that.
Can you find out?
I should be able to. Let me take a look, okay?
All right, sure.
I just have to wait for somebody to respond to me.
All right. What I'm going to be looking for is a name, a title, a mailing address, and if possible, a phone number, maybe a phone extension phone number, email that I can send a message to whoever this person is. That's the information I'm looking for. And this person, he or she, would be described as a person in charge of, responsible for, accountable for the claims department.
I know we can't provide addresses if they're to a person, like to the title.
I said mailing address. And if you're going to tell me that the mailing address at Devoted is a secret, well, then I'll just mail it to the corporate headquarters. But you're just being silly.
And if I go quiet, Mr. S, I'm still here, okay?
All right. While we're waiting here, do you have an extension? Can I call you back?
Yes. Anytime. My extension is 1076.
And presumably, if you don't answer, I can leave a message and you'll get the message.
Yes, I will.
Mm-hmm. All right. And I'm presuming that you're not going to tell me your last name, but I'm going to, just so that it's on the record, ask you to tell me your last name and just have you say that you won't tell me. So what is your last name, Alexis?
I can't tell you that, but I can give you my last initial, which is G, as in George.
And are you in Minnesota somewhere?
No, I live in upstate New York.
Wow. It's a long way away.
Yes.
So maybe you've never been to the corporate headquarters in Minnesota, or have you?
No, I've not. I've never been to Minnesota, sir.
And so if I try to mail a letter to you at corporate headquarters, Alexis G, with extension 1076, now presumably the mailroom would be able to put that together and figure out who that was supposed to go to. Would you get it? Do you know? Has anyone ever tried to mail you a letter?
No, normally we can't have people send us letters specifically to certain MSGs or to certain supervisors.
Well, you really didn't answer my question. Has anyone ever tried to send you a letter?
No.
So you don't know if you'd get it or not?
Correct.
But you'd rather I don't send you a letter. That's the message I get. I don't want to get mail from you.
That's not what I'm really stating. I'm just stating we're not allowed to get letters from our members.
Not allowed to.
Employee manual
or something that says that?
We're specifically as supervisors are
you
not allowed.
Yep. Is there like a rule or a regulation that you can make a copy of and send it to me where it says you're not allowed to get letters? Or does it just seem that way? Did somebody tell you that, or are you just making that up?
I'm not making that up. That's our protocol, but I don't think we have anything specifically that states that.
So how do you know? Somebody told you that? Did you have training? You must have
yeah.
gone through something. And you think somewhere along the way in training they told you you're not allowed to get letters from members. Is that the way you think it worked?
That's what our protocols are, so yes.
You're saying protocols, okay. But the protocols aren't necessarily in written form. You can't go find a written statement to that effect. You just know that it's that way because of your training.
Correct. Correct.
How long ago was it that you had this training? 2 or 3 years ago?
It's been a while, sir. I've been at Devoted for a while now.
So you really didn't answer my question. You said it's a while. Maybe you don't remember. You don't know? What do you think? What's your best guess as to how long ago it was?
I'll say about 2 years.
2 years ago. All right. So sending a message to someone, that's your only way of finding out who's in charge at the claims department?
Correct. And I don't have a list of who's in charge of each department.
Can I speak to your boss? Do you have a boss? Who's your boss?
I'm not able to transfer to someone higher than me.
So once again, who's your boss?
I'm not allowed to give my boss's information.
So it's a secret, a solemn, sacred secret that I'm not allowed to know the name of your boss. Can't transfer, can't tell me the name. But you do have a boss.
We all have supervisors above us, sir, yes.
Yes, indeed. I hope that you're confident that your supervisor is going to be glad that you wouldn't tell me their name. If they're glad, then they'll give you an attaboy. Good job. But don't be surprised if they find out.
Our calls are recorded, so they listen to our call, sir.
Exactly.
But as of, I have nobody, as of right now, I have asked to see if we know who's accountable, and I have gotten no response.
Who's accountable? Did you ask who's in charge?
For the claims team, yeah.
Who's in charge of the claim? That would be a much better way to word that question. Asking who's accountable is like a red flag that says, whatever you do, don't answer this question. They're going to bend over backwards to make it as hard as they possibly can for me to find out who's accountable. We would have a hope if you asked the question, who's in charge? Do I have to explain that to you?
You do not, Mr. Rice, at all.
I get the feeling that you're not working with me, you're working against me. Will you send another message? Re-ask the question the way that I asked you to and see if you get a response
there? I did.
There? I rewrote it. I don't think it should be this hard for me to get the information where I can write a letter to someone and have a hope that it will be somebody that's in a position to know what's going on and do something about it. I understand that you don't know what's going on in the claims department. I don't really expect you to. But I do expect you to be able to tell me the name and contact information of the person that does know what's going on. And if you tell me you can't do that, then I say, shame on you. It's the whole, you're not doing your job properly as far as I'm concerned. And if you would pass that statement along to your supervisor, preferably in writing. Write it down and send it to him. Say, I had a guy call me today, had questions about the claims department. I didn't know how to answer his questions. And I know that the standard procedure is just to offer to have someone contact me. And I've been through that several times, and people don't contact me. Or it doesn't work, one or the other. But I've got documented two or three times where nobody ever calls. And so that's not acceptable to me that you're going to have someone call me. I want to have the information where I can write to them. Now, I've got the name of the chief operating officer and the corporate address because I got a letter from him way back when I was signing up for Devoted. And so I can send it to the chief operating officer, and I don't know if that's going to work or not, but that's really all I've got. It seems to me that you and all of the other member services people that I've talked to all have the same approach, and that is that you're not giving up any information at all. You're just going to either pretend that you don't know, or maybe you really don't know. But either way, I can't get anything out of you. And for all I know, I'm just sitting here waiting, and we're going to wait forever, and nobody's ever going to get back to you. Maybe you've sent a message, and maybe you haven't. Maybe you're just making it up. I have no way of knowing.
I sent the message.
Who did you send the message to?
I sent it to my team, Mr. Rice.
To a team, not to a person?
I cannot message. We don't have any way to contact our claims team, so I'm messaging my team here at Devoted Health to see if they have any information regarding our claims.
Is that what you did? You sent a message to the member services team, your team?
I mean, we're all supervisors, so I wouldn't say it's just a member service team.
All right. Earlier, you told me you had exchanged messages with people in the claims department. Are you still maintain that you have, in fact, exchanged messages with people in the claims department? You're still going to try and tell that's the case, yes?
Yeah, I have.
Okay.
I don't think...
Somebody in the claims department right now, send a message to somebody in the claims department and ask them the question right now. Who's in charge of the claims department? Name, title, mailing address, if possible, phone number and email. They don't want to give up a phone number and an email. I get it. But the name should not be a secret. This should not be confidential information. So did you send the message?
Yes, I'm sending it right now.
Well, that's not the same thing. You're sending it now, or you did send it? Hasn't been sent yet, but you're about to, is that it?
Correct.
Will you read it to me? What's it say?
Who's in charge of the claims team? Member would like to know name, title, email, and phone number.
All right. And who did you send it to?
The claims team.
The claims team? No. That's BS. Send it to a person. You said you spoke with people. And when you said spoke, you meant communicate via typewritten message. With people, right? Not a team.
Right. We don't have just one specific person that we can message. It's a whole team. We have to message that one whole team
to
get the response.
When you speak to someone, when you communicate with someone, you communicate with a person, yes or no? The communications come in from the team, and you don't really know who it is that you're talking to. Is that what you would have me believe?
No, we know who we're speaking to, Mr. Rice, but this, when we're in regards to this question, you want to know who's in charge of the claims team. So we have to message the claims team, and that's what I did for you, Mr. Rice, but we can't provide this information. We can't share details about our employees here at Devoted Health, and I know that's not the answer that you're looking for, but I do apologize.
You're saying we can't. I'm asking about the name of the person that's in charge of the department. If you can't answer my questions, who can? And so far, you've come up with nothing in the way of a response, just delay. You tell me, how am I going to get my questions answered?
There's no one above me that can take over this call. It is just the supervisors.
How am I going to get my questions answered? I've got questions that involve the claims department, specific details, serious questions. You're, as a member services guide, even a supervisor, you're not going to know. You're going to have to, I need somebody that's familiar with the department and my file.
I hear you, Mr. Rice. It's just we can't, I cannot share the details about our employees here at Devoted Health.
What I'm hearing you say is you agree with me that you're unable to provide me with an answer to the question, who can answer my question? How can I get my questions answered? Your response is, I don't know. There's nothing I can do. I can't help you, and I can't put you in touch with someone that will, and I can't even give you a name and an address of where to send a letter. Have I got that about right?
Correct.
All right. So I think I'm going to hang up now. I don't think there's any point in us having this conversation any longer. And there's probably not much point in me even trying to call member services ever again with a claims department question, unless it's a very generic question, because the information that I get from the people in the member services department is demonstrably wrong. It's BS. They just read canned statements that they've been told to say. Things like it takes 10 to 14 working days for the mail to arrive. And I know with certainty that that's BS. It may take 10 to 14 days for you to admit that you've received the document that I sent, but it doesn't take 10 to 14 days for the post office to deliver the item to your P.O. box. After that, it's just in-house for you.
I do hear you, Mr. Rice.
I don't expect you to be able to address that, but I do expect you to be able to give me the information so that I can send a letter to the person that is. And so what I'm left with is I've got the name. I forget what it is. I knew it a minute ago. Larry Henry, COO. And I do have a mailing address that I think will work for him. And I can write him the letter and tell him that I spoke with you and that you were either unwilling or unable to provide me with the information. And we'll see what he does about it. How's that?
That's fine, Mr. Rice.